Welcome back to New Rockstars. I'm Eric Voss, here with my buddy and fellow Star Wars obsessive, Danny Pukaski.
Hey guys, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, just released a final trailer that made us feel every emotion all at once.
Oh yeah, we're a mess. And after breaking down the trailer shot by shot, we realized most of our curiosities were coming from just 2 seconds of trailer footage. No, not 3PO yanking his own brains out, or Rey facing Mecha Palpatine, or whatever form he's in there. No, this shot.
Rey and Kylo in a white-tinted room, their lightsabers shattering a statue. Kylo has his broken mask fused back together, Rey is holding a mysterious dagger, and there are even more clues that keep popping up in the shot the harder you look at it.
Yeah, Danny and I are convinced that these 58 or so frames shed more light on the still very secretive plot of The Rise of Skywalker more than any other footage J.J. Abrams has been willing to show us. We are going to dive back into the trailer in this episode of
Explained.
Spoiler warning in case we speculate too accurately on what might actually be in this movie's plot. And thanks to Privacy.com for sponsoring this episode. If you go to Privacy.com/newrockstars, you can get $5 today to use on any purchase online for free.
Okay, this setting is unlike any other location we've seen in the Rise of Skywalker footage, or any location we've seen in The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi. It contains the lined and dotted lighting patterns that we've seen on the Death Star and the second Death Star in the original trilogy.
Yeah, the truth is always in the fixtures. And we have gotten confirmation from the good folks at the Star Wars show at Lucasfilm that this location is, quote, Kylo's Vader shrine. Now, the thing that they shatter has one large piece that stays intact. As it falls, you can see the curved edge of the charred Vader mask that Kylo was revealed to possess in The Force Awakens.
But question, are Rey and Kylo intentionally collaborating to co-destroy this shrine? Or are they dueling and their blades swing out of control and accidentally cause this collateral damage?
Yeah, notice to the far right of the frame, there's a bunch of debris on the ground from some other mess that was happening. So they're either going down the line to deliberately break each item down, like they're tearing down a wall in Extreme Makeover Home Edition, or their fight is kind of like Renata in Big Little Lies smashing her husband's toys.
Move that bus. The biggest detail is the dagger that Rey holds. Eric speculated in his breakdown that this could be the dagger of Mortis from the Star Wars animated series. But what is that thing exactly?
Okay, yeah, the dagger of Mortis was introduced in the Mortis trilogy of Star Wars The Clone Wars. Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka Tano encounter three cosmic beings with godlike powers named the Father, the Son, and the Daughter. Now, the Son represents the dark side of the Force, the Daughter represents the light side of the Force, the Father keeps them in balance. But he seeks the prophecy chosen one, Anakin Skywalker, to maintain the balance after he's gone, but Anakin refuses. The Daughter takes Obi-Wan to the altar of Mortis to retrieve the dagger, the only thing that can kill the Son. But ultimately, the Son uses the dagger to attack the Father, but kills the Daughter by accident. The Father stabs himself with the dagger. All three beings end up dead. And many believe this is what tipped the cosmic scales into chaos, allowing, later on, the Emperor and Vader to take over in Revenge of the Sith.
But that is a lot of lore from the animated series that live-action moviegoers will be expected to understand.
Yeah, two words for you, Darth Maul. But, you know, you are right. It's all canon, but it's a big jump from the animated to live-action worlds. And that's why I think if Rey's dagger is revealed to be the dagger of Mortis, the backstory of the Father, Daughter, and Son might only be implied in a thematic way. Like, there are definitely parallels there with Rey as the Daughter, Kylo as the Son, and maybe Luke as the Father trying to maintain the balance.
Damn, I mean, that's deep. I did not expect the animated series to matter this much. I think I need to take a little bit of time to consider this.
Okay, you do that, Danny. It'll give me a second to say thank you to Privacy.com for sponsoring this episode. Privacy.com is a free service that lets you buy things online using virtual cards instead of your real credit card info. That way, you'll be completely covered. It's essentially a digital burner card with limits that you control, and it's great. Like when you have to scour the internet for a replica of the Dagger of Mortis that you definitely need to have. And if you don't really trust the vendor that you're buying it from, you can just use one of Privacy's burner cards, but also Privacy.com lets you avoid having to give full access to your personal finances every time you sign up for a subscription, because you know those content subscribers are just waiting for the 16th of the month to pass or whatever, and ding! Here's another month of content that you didn't want, sucker! So, for example, I've set up an account with Privacy, linked my bank account, and I created a card specifically for my monthly Netflix subscription payment. For this virtual card, I'm setting the limit just above my monthly subscription amount, so that way if someone tries to use this Privacy card number again or like overcharge it, Privacy will block it because the spending limit was already maxed out, and they'll let you know that they did it. See, it's simple, it's fast, it's really just one click, and it's so easy, and again, it is free. And it's a special deal for you guys. First-time customers who sign up with Privacy.com/newrockstars will get $5 off off their first purchase with privacy.com. Just go to privacy.com/newrockstars. That's privacy.com/newrockstars to get $5 off your first purchase now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, I'm back, and I've put some thought on how this could relate to what Rey and Kylo are doing together. First, where are they? Based on the evidence we've seen, this Vader shrine is likely some room or vault in the ruins of the second Death Star that Kylo established. Mm-hmm. And we know that these ruins are not located on Endor. They're located on a new oceanic moon called Kef Beer, according to the Disney Star Tours ride.
Yeah, and based on trailer footage, it doesn't seem like Rey will be alone in her exploration of these ruins. Finn appears on that trench wall as well, and if you look even more closely at that room, behind them, that looks like Chewbacca's bowcaster and bandolier on the shelf. Why would Chewie part ways with those? Like, did he offer them to Rey to help her? Is he in the other room taking a dump? I have a bad feeling about this.
So, it seems like part of the movie will feature the main characters venturing to Kef Beer to explore the ruins of the second Death Star.
And while there, Rey stumbles into Kylo Ren and the shrine that he assembled inside these ruins. They shatter a number of artifacts that Kylo had collected, like Vader's burnt mask, but also artifacts that Palpatine's spirit might have possessed. According to the Star Wars lore, past dark figures like Darth Nihilus and Momin possessed objects. And since Sidious was the apprentice of Darth Plagueis the Wise, it is possible that Sidious knows all kinds of unnatural ways to circumvent death.
One of the haunted objects could be this dagger, which may or may not be connected to the Dagger of Mortis. Perhaps the dagger, when tampered with, awakens the spirit of Palpatine, triggering his rise in a long-forgotten element of his infamous contingency plan, Operation Cinder.
That's the plan from the Shattered Empire books and Battlefront 2, in which Palpatine left behind pre-recorded orders to devastate various planets in the event of his death.
The old-school Star Destroyers hidden under the ice, rising in trailer footage, each featuring a new super cannon, they could all be part of that operation.
And it all could have started right here, inside Kylo's weird man cave.
What is your theory for what is going on in this scene?
Thank you for joining me, Danny. It's nice to have someone who loves Star Wars as much as I do to tag team these weird explanations with.
Happy to help, boss. And thanks for keeping track of all the animated series canon, because with Maul's return, apparently it's all required reading.
Follow us on social media and help us be able to do these classic breakdowns of the Star Wars original trilogy and prequel trilogy in the weeks leading up to The Rise of Skywalker. The only way we can pull that off is with the help of patrons, so please consider becoming a patron of New Rockstars Digital Studios just by clicking the link in the description below.
Thanks for watching, and if Chewie is dropping a load, I sincerely hope he flushes.
Yeah, you don't want to smell that Wookie Dookie.